At Clareneg Ailnish is Babylia Musaholtaka. My name is Robert Katrin Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, and that's partly in the English language, as Shenlon's Persigild, and that's partly in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Mabanach Dutrish. William Gell has referred to the Stanley family crest of the Eagle and Child. And the background can be found in John Seacombe's 1793 publication, The History of the House of Stanley. But we go before the Stanleys, in fact, because the crest emerges from another important Lancashire family, that of Latham. The fear nish chenelach linion a gair mar and jane skeel machion and talier dunnel las skeel verishness bredach and grim. And talier dunnel shach and dunyer and maru shach car chuligan les unwulia as we goil huish mor na shen drawi jinu chris les na foglan scooter shach eg unwulia as haya mach da agen ridanach gentail. Well, shades of John Quilliam to start. In his Know Your Parish programme, John Quilliam always included a cheery "La Mai," and that's just what Scottish band Manran do. Tashu geisirish Radio Vanning, stashu in the nation, viscolar scalia mach, why doolish Alan Vanning.
Yeah.
a song in Scottish Gaelic, Wishing La Ma, from the band Man Run, written and sung by their then lead singer, Norrie McIver. John Seacombe tells the story of the Eagle and Child, about how Sir Thomas and Lady Joan Latham had no male heir. Actually, I'm not sure that Seacombe's right about that, but perhaps no surviving male heir at the time. However, Sir Thomas was the father of a son born to a woman called Mary Oscartel, whom he kept in what John Seacombe calls a house of retirement. Sir Thomas and a trusty servant came up with the plan of placing the baby in the grounds of Latham Hall, near where an eagle used to nest, and pretending that the boy had been brought in by the eagle in whose nest it was found. Well, Lady Joan accepted the discovery of the child as an act of God, and took the baby into the family as the male heir. Sir Thomas had him baptised, not very subtly, one would think, as Oscartel Latham. Sir Thomas adopted a crest of an eagle, looking backwards, I think, towards a baby in swaddling clothes lying in its nest. Well, that baby went on to become Sir Oscartel Latham. However, apparently, according to Seacombe again, as Sir Thomas was nearing his death in 1382, he felt that his daughter Isabel ought to be the heir to his estates at Latham and at Knowsley. Erno de vel talier beg achtel de lur, ten teginu bleb j faur. Te go merish and faur, de chit quel luchtaye faur. As also neat and faur smunion, de veli marw talier beg, leoris gyara tru de liavi on j tain a lie, lesh unwulje j lesh lorg yarn. Ach, ginnist yn fawr, ren y talier ffilia hi'n cart sy chornel. As na fawr smunion dy raw y talier marw, tad goel al roes tret yr ffag yn eis y cheil yn lai o gain. Tan talier golgus tîr as cawst hi'n y charlet y slai ffag yn y chrysega, as na fawglen siach eg unbwlia. As to smunion de vel shen, dania, dania nyatl, dania kagada, as to gulgus a ri as ginstead de bacon dunya shaw, fi buys a cheja chagi ega, as to talier correl de hit de vein a high door. Ach, a my lesh na side door an elia shaw, as to dull you son iri asn and startagan. Tan ri shira ach de gerin rarish the talier, masor te core. Te coregus cael, ond i ta de fawr becha, ta ginnw dynfyrs y spwylio troeldi. Now, singer Cécile Corbel is from the northwest of Brittany, and here she sings one of her songs in the Breton language, Juan de Main.
Well, don't miss Larit, don't miss Adelaide.
let on singer Cécile Corbel, telling of her desire to marry Juan de Main, but her parents think her too young. Ten reginst an talier, ma vise gedden rairish na fawr, de jinne corde an aninege mor ben hiesha, as leiarn ar a reachtege. Mor so, trud kraut, ten talier corer na fawr kager, a de bel na nisjau chit de vei maru. Ach tret e shirra an aundrege, ten ri gre de vel eersen kulina over elia, a shen de gol yurnikon vis jinnu jil se geel nis. Tan talier shadow the dunnel, housed an unicorn ryerson, as eg a shallow geranach de snout chow hulu j bilia, as tan unicorn sighin air keg a chut down sechap, drawe gotch, as morsaw henkelish and talier, corted air as goile. Ach forst an ri goil aris, der any chebbel and any negas and liar generariach dega, den talier son culina avrachan yartel, nish de corerson goil collach moch fai, te ginu jil sechail. As through the Ngastidega, Shenchit Leshen Talier Begnius. Now, the way John Seacombe describes it is as though Sir Oscar Tell Latham lost out to his half sister Isabel and was mocked for it. He goes on to write, Sir Oscar Tell, being thus degraded and supplanted in the hopes and prospects of an immense fortune, was slighted and despised by his unthought-of rivals, who, either distinguish or aggrandise themselves, or in contempt and derision of their spurious brother, took upon them the eagle and child for the crest, in token of their conquest over him, which to me plainly manifests the variation of the two crests above mentioned, and the reason for it. Now, turning back a page, what he says is, the eagle, as represented in the Stanley's crest, has actually made a prey of the child, whereas Sir Thomas Latham's crest implies a miraculous preservation of it, as the child is supposed to be brought there by that bird of prey, so consequently its safety would be attributed to an extraordinary providential dispensation. Breton singer Cécile Corbel having a desire to marry, that was the Manx wedding tune Peter O'Tavy, played by Sheila Corkle and Alan Pickard on fiddles, Charles Gard on harp and Charles Alway on cello, and it was Charles Gard's arrangement.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiun na nasiun ta Radio Banning, Shodach, Claire na Gael, Mish, Robert Gittin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
For the Uclash and Claire na Gael rishacht and lug jigul ar sgelia mach, trwyd in a dega Radio Banning as an chraman eish rish. Tira gaden mor podcast nas dinias, rish trwyd in a dega Radio Banning, na trwyd cairadar an podcast elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Well, I tried to compare Sir Thomas Latham's crest with the Stanley one. I did find a Latham crest with an eagle, standing with wings partly unfurled and head raised, looking to the left, but it was standing on a branch or a log, and there was no child beneath it. Elsewhere I found a crest purporting to be a Latham crest, but I think it was actually the Stanley one, because the eagle is standing on the right-hand side and arched over the net, over the nest, and looking down towards the face of a child in swaddling clothes lying there. And Seacombe goes on to admit that perhaps what he said was a bit harsh about Sir Oscar Tell being thus degraded and supplanted. However, he says, Sir Thomas, not quite forgetting his affection for and kind intentions to his son Oscar Tell, reserved and settled upon him and his heirs for ever the manors of Earlham and Ermston near Manchester, in the county of Lancaster, with several other large tracts of land and demesnes in that county, also the manor of Hawthorne, and many other lands and tenements in the county of Chester, and gave him the signet of his arms, with the crest assumed by him for his sake. A chyr sioch ad odor I siadw nai coron yn unega, as lleir yr iach degyd yn talier, as morso tabanish er na chwmwl. Och, ddyd yr aw, tan fen chies y clasn yn talier lord chawd stein y chadla, as te grei, nish mygilia, jyn y peri sien er ma hon, as cor clamp er na brichin sien, er non yn ym cwstw heris na gilchen, leis ma clat tawstwn dart. As morso ernod yr enni tigl creich o wyngil fa rwgr yn dynnu sieseg, haig ys yn erec y mor yr gain, as dyn si de y clen sgil. As renni gwy er dy lyg y ser i fai dynnu na raw beg na sier na talier. Ren yr i sier o ori dy goel eis as dŵr te. Noch, feg ffoslet doris dy chym yr liabach, bi'n y garden em nyn siadw chew mwy, as tre tein ach adle, ni a chitstiach, as cion le, as imorgar sule ons beda, as be a curit de chau elian teil. Marso van ben chesha genachtan de ve erne gyrdjecha. This is a Cornish band now, Caracana. Love of song, it means, and they're singing a song written by Richard Trethewey. It's called Worse Things Happen.
Thank you. recommending my advice, my besties of advice. Worst things happen to a miner's life, no. Worst things happen to a miner's life. Worst things happen to a miner's life, no.
I should know that.
Worst things happen to a miner's life. Worst things happen to my miner's life, love. Worst things happen to my miner's life.
Richard Trethewey's song Worst Things Happen, performed by Cornish band Caracana. Ach ren immerkach ustje en rive geest ja gulu en tre, golgus a talier begus dinche de a kleden plan. Niem korkion erulje je shaw durte. An ishen rene lysis en ach kaj in siljavi. Mas tres money a ben jesje drawi na chadla, jiri, doshli a doris, as hai de lai rish. Ren a talier beg, narawach ligre de ve na chadla, Goil toyach de gre de hingel lach de clear. Nish, Marilia, gin a peri shen mahon, as cor clamp na breechin shen, nonna nim custu herish na gilchen, lesh ma clat toust un dart. Tamia varu shach lesh un vulia, varu de for, as eng oil unicorn as eng oil collach moch fai. As be alem rusen tan in shadu chow mui jay doris mahyamer? As trech healed and talier grey shaw, vad agli jas, renna che mor de bech mui fayad, as ha dug ferrer be abe saiach air. As morso renna talier beg freirish vein ri ulu ave. And so sa seekum. By the above reserve and settlement, Sir Thomas raised a new family of his own name, and though not in the old seat as he had once intended, yet gave them a large patrimony, which enabled them to make a leading figure in the world. Thus far we've attended Sir Thomas Latham through the course of his life, and near the exit of it, wherein many curious and remarkable events have been related of him. Let us therefore now leave him to die in peace at a good old age, like a shock of corn ripe for gathering in to the storehouse of perfection, and proceed to the issue and descendants of his daughter, the Lady Stanley. However, before with that, I'd like to jump back in John Seacombe's narrative. In relation to Oscar Tell Latham, he mentions that he was with his sister Isabel, at the famous tournament by Sir John Stanley and the French champion at Winchester. Well, that was the occasion on which Oscar Tell was knighted by King Edward III. Now, this is a song which I'm sure you'll recognise, but perhaps not in this form in the Irish language, in which it's sung by Dermot O'Cahasy.
Ma Vic Mochri, as in Sergeant Gree, a wallet Ben Adam is an Aidan Ree. The Royal Dragoon, har farigan own, Skunin Ro will vehid if he got more, August Doraya, Falda Deedle Da, Doray, Oray, Oraya. Rinna taiglis thal, agus gwy her thal, fi a wahar tamil fadag an a hwyrish gal. Ac I mi man o'r honig lang fwy hiol, o cwn corgi agus taiger bord agus dwrau a. Fal dy didl da, dwrau orau, orau a. O the leg she big, no the chonig she e, mar fi taig an a wakag agus maidja cwys fe. Mwys a haig a rôn an sy'n aim at fwyd, o man am an jawl an tŵt a chwm agus dŵrau a. Fal dy didl da, dŵrau, orau, orau a. O an rev to ort and o an rev to dal is the chosa dag and dins an tir o dal. Non rin a dushul er a varig a war garao si cat a cut a dlun gos sail agus dorai a fal de didn da dorai orai orai a. O ni re rev me olta, es ni rev me kirk, hakik tridder son mahira mariem haklerk. Es bilawak nung on the extra pasture pole, the skobo makosho I mordlo and gosail lagus. Turaya, valdidinda, turay, uray, uraya. Oh, daligin malaverina rush, the heening er dalivella dorn fwint lush. Es bawarigan laws and vlian don sar, nor the skupshin across the way taiga gra. Agus turaya, valdididda, turay, uray, uraya.
Dermot O'Cahasy, who was a singer from Howth, the peninsula that forms the northern headland of Dublin Bay. Very familiar song, of course, but I've never actually heard it in Irish before. I didn't realise there was an Irish version of it. I always assumed it was one of those ones written in English, but there we are. There it was. Avich Muchri is the title of it in Irish. Sung there, as I say, by Dermot O'Cahasy. Now, being leading Lancashire families, the Lathams and the Stanleys would have known each other anyway, probably. Perhaps it was that which drew them to this famous tournament by Sir John Stanley and the French champion at Winchester. Now, to call him Sir John Stanley at that time is not quite right, as Seacombe tells us. Of John Stanley, he says, he was born about the 27th year of Edward III and had for his patrimony the old seat of Newton, in the hundred of Macclesfield, in the county of Chester. King Edward III became king in 1327, so that makes John Stanley born round about 1354. And Seacombe continues now, this brave and valiant gentleman was one of the captains under the command of his relation, James Lord Audley, at the famous Battle of Poitiers in France, which was fought on the 19th day of September 1357. By Edward the Black Prince, son to King Edward III, wherein John, King of France, was taken prisoner and brought captive to England. Tan na skeels a chaglam shaw, jay skeel and ferish na brerach and grim, enmasich ashen putel. Ach bien eder vershun jane skeel shaw, a ben eg jane enem shen ashen putel, yorish enemelia. Tread rau va dunya birchach on, as van ben eger, na lai ching. As trebi genachtan drau an gerag tar na gera, huggi eim an inruch an nínek da hit gus al yabiek. As dorti, ma fecha bín, bi crawi as mai, as ni goil, ni gi goil careil gid arach, as ni nim gi an nusort vai niau, as bim mert. As eish, Renni dunun asulianek, as huri bes. Haia vojin dachleg as aia mera, as renni ko, as viriu krawi as mai. Trehenka gyaura renna snyach da kudacha anai, les brat ven. As trehenka grin da mocha sanyarach, as renni lyai arsuli, rennan dunya goiler a hon hin, ben hiesha elia. Renna ven hiesha no, cor li de nin tai meri, as fa cuma elan as buechoc. Thank you. Dance music from the Welsh band Crassdant, with Robin Hugh Bowen, Andy McLaughlin, Stephen Rees and Hugh Williams.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
Sio dat stasiwn yn asiwn sy'n dy jar o Radio Fanning. Ond sio taw geisio Chris Clare na Gael, mer yn pyn Robert Gytyn Cors o Robert y Corslach.
Tell of
our
Bobby Bob.
Ni aish an zolju, egnan gri, vad grena as granganach von de indina ben hieshano. As esh ren train fir ol gol toyach de veon son an lias nin vach. Vel a chreitur bol venach de vein a sais a chamer cheddin as de shingen, durtad. Udsen te gi bi signed out tulchene, mach li son kalien early. Rawad voin na gunan buecheg, as hugad moi shan onra mui lia, as hugad ji bregan foi de chor moi. Just jich nisher ven frints vornach, an ach ti ja sheenit, deimad, chaus vad gerach ti. As eish, renad corrigus an chamer early. On shen, ve uri culina avar trom vain voragus an ni, as ish, iri de mochus a vora, Fedden ustje, fodden na eilen, kogere, as ginnun na niechen. Chomme shen, ren na shurachen in good shed, the inu tran les uri, ginnu fachidji, as scalia mach pisheren as lentilin salai, as korori troggle susad. Now, Seacombe continues to describe what brought this famous tournament about. Soon after this memorable victory, that's the Battle of Poitiers, a truce betwixt England and France was agreed upon for 2 years, during which interval of public action, Mr. Stanley, being of a martial genius and intent to improve himself in the art of war, visited most of the courts in Europe, even as far as Constantinople, wherein he made such advances in the school of Mars that his superior skill in arms was generally applauded in every country he passed through, insomuch that the fame thereof gave him the character of the most noted champion in single combat of that age, and on his return back through France, the reputation of his bravery so raised the pride and envy of a haughty French combatant that he followed Mr. Stanley to England, and there challenged the whole nation to produce a person to engage him in arms, which, being made known to Mr. Stanley, he accepted the challenge. Now, Edward is a dutiful son as he answers his mother's questions, but it turns out that he has somewhat of a propensity for murder in this 300-year-old Scottish ballad sung by the trio Elir.
Would never come to you, G. That would never come to you. foreign country, I will sail to a foreign country. Wedded wife, son, come tell it unto me. She can put her foot on board of a ship and follow after me, and follow after me. What will you do with your two fine bairns? Son, come tell it unto me. I'll give one to my mother and the other to my father, for to keep them company. For to keep them company. What will you do with your houses and your land? Son, come tell it unto me. I will lay them bare to the birds of the air, for there's no more welcome there for me. For there's no more welcome there for me.
Scottish singer Niamh McCaveney. She also plays fiddle with the Glasgow-based trio Elir, in which she's joined by David Lombardi from Italy and Jean Damay from France on fiddle and guitar, respectively. Edward is Child Ballad 13 in the famous collection by Professor Francis James Child. With Mr. Stanley, as John Secombe styles him here, accepting the challenge of the French champion, we quote, and the time and place of action, by the king's direction, was to be at Winchester, under the walls of which city he sought, and killed him, in the presence of his majesty, and a numerous crowd of spectators. This public and gallant action caused King Edward to take great notice of him, and as a reward for his bravery, honoured him with a knighthood, which raised his reputation all over Europe. So he came to the tournament as Mr. Stanley and left it as Sir John. But there was more, according to John Secombe, and no doubt gained him the secret good wishes of all the fair sex present, among whom was the heiress of Latham, beautiful, young, and rich, which caused her to be envied of her own sex, but admired by the lovers of real beauty, virtue, and merit. Sir John, for we must now honour him with that title, declared himself her champion and humble servant. Na faster and beggar treban beneg ski the lure lugan oba cryek fyan lay, charaul yaviek onji the lie. Ach vi aidnit the goil eish er a cholach master na smareg and doer. As an order awi riu gian jonach broch, dorta dri ashen putl. Hacher and lay, hacher e lay the rau the jack and ergus a verga, as vrya jane dale yasin yinek, egger na lyser e corlesh backer and son. Aethian brower dorten derie, perlen as cleginen dorten jaelia. A kirid bavaliat ashen putl dorte. An chid twig yishig vispula nigh the head er red the valia, shen bavalia must the chordau. Murso chioni son and dale yasinin, aethian brower, perlen as cleginen. As a red egg of the valley, chaus we markiach rish bare glass, ren twig chowl, bula nyan ed egg, as ren e brishavai, as dimmerki, tai merish. Well, a return now to the quarry with the Breton trio who've taken as their name the Breton word for a quarry, and that's Mangleuse and the song Vanche ar Morvan.
Petravone vez e rentré Argatel zo gant ar meren Argatel zo vid en ered est un braz meurbe Fin char morvan an den neve En de zoa da gaout furnet Les bévards varnugen ma kepel, rag zenedio, mui arbuguel. du nia, mais eva du vire outan, an e gave ke der va wez, a zo ware de ze zanvel. Kautaria se prezitan, mun an baouri, gia wam kik flan, gan en teodlem dao la gatson, fri minou, jo kikro. Marie la blague, yo e an o, an portunia, I do apelo, me gren den doa, ke me kave, ra gan e zeli, je ke choumè. An za waran e me vari, wam braze moa, da zi me zi. Ame ra oaze me skaven, me naga buan, per di me zel.
The song Venge ar Morvan, a song by the trio Mongleuse, with bass clarinet and button accordion accompanying the voice there. As tre renke tai, huggy den liassinin and shen vad yiri, as de ashenputtle huggy a twig chowl. Huggy buiste, as haig as aya mera, as renny quir twig shaw and shen, as ish ko husharu, the ren the jerek tushamuri, as hugga tushjiji, as renny bishicha, as henk bilia browd of aon. Now, Seacombe says, after some time of address, Sir John gained an entire conquest of her, that's Isabel Latham, and all her favours, by an honourable marriage. Well, that's as may be, but there's much, much more water to flow under the bridge than Seacombe suggests before anything that came about, and I certainly wouldn't take Seacombe's version of events at face value at all. Ach, nymph gael an usha shen the Irish tamult nor to be shen son an nachirt. Chris Pearson is your host for 2 hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening between 7 and 9, and then at 9 o'clock it's time for Sundown with Judith Lay. Clairnagale comes to a close with one of the movements from Tim Price's musical homage to the island Gem of God's Earth, and here he celebrates Ballaglass. Shene Eshachir Shaw, and so until the next time, this is Robert Katinkarlo, Robert Akarslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Evaim Chriorts, as Dutz Mayerian Share.
Mm-hmm.